Hello?
Hey, is Ron in?
Yeah, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Staying busy over here. It's the end of the month is always crazy.
I understand.
How about for you? Is it pretty intense over there?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a hectic morning. And it's starting to turn off a little cool. The weather's starting to change. And it's kind of throwing everybody for a loop. You know, it's like I'm not really wanting to give up the short pants just yet, you know.
And, I understand.
You know, I really have a hard time giving up the shorts, and but this morning was tough, and I got to wear shorts and a long sleeve shirt to stay comfortable.
It's a process, right? You start, let me put the long sleeve shirt on first, and eventually go to pants.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
Yeah, the guys, our office here at the lumber business is also in the shop, and the guys had the overhead doors raised this morning, and I come in and I pulled the overhead doors back down, and they said, "What was the matter?" They said, "What was the matter?" And I said, "Oh, the wind was blowing the papers off my desk." And, wasn't no wind blowing at all.
I'm wearing shorts, guys. I'm wearing shorts. All right, so we're gonna keep this down.
Yeah.
Well,
what's a good word?
Well, we've been working on your file, very rigorously over here, and I wanted to kind of touch base with you and let you know that I guess you have a good opportunity right now to Nicole's let me know to buy another business out.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Right, and I guess this way, you're able to kind of keep everything in house. You're going to save a lot of money by doing this.
Yeah, see, we've been outsourcing all of our milling for some time, and we're a lot different sawmill operation than most of the time when you hear the word sawmill, people kind of get this visual in their mind of the old circular saw and. Sawdust 3 foot deep and, and it's just a horror picture, those guys are around, they're sawing, barn siding and fence boards and, hay wagon flats and trailer flats and stuff like that. We're a totally different, type of sawmill operation. We specialize in kiln dried furniture grade stock.
Okay.
And we have three kilns. We can dry a little over 18,000 board feet, at one time. And we have a bandsaw sawmill, computerized, automated, controlled. I mean, high speed, the saw put out 2,000 to 3,000 board feet of lumber a day by itself.
Wow.
And I mean, it's one of Wood Miser's top, one of their top saws before you get to the industrial models. And, that's what we do. We take logs, we saw them, into lumber, and then we dry the lumber, and then the lumber is being, made into furniture, hardwood floors, cabinets, just anything wood related you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it has to be milled down. We're selling it right now. We're selling it in rough cut form. So, one good example is like right now I've got a customer that just placed an order for 2,500 square feet of ash that he's going to do a hardwood floor.
Okay.
And, so we will saw up the ash logs, saw the boards, dry them. And normally I would have towed them on my truck and trailer and hauled them down to this shop. And he would have run them through his machines and they'll come out tongue and groove flooring.
Mm.
And so then you know, what we've done in the past.
How much would that have cost you? How much would that have cost you?
He usually charges $1 a foot, so that's
okay.
$2,500.
Okay.
You know, we'll sell the lumber for about $250 a board foot. Then it'll be about another dollar to get it tongue and grooved. So, you know, so the homeowner will have about $350 okay. in their nice original hardwood floor. And of course, a lot of times what I do is I might get him to do it for 95 cents and then I'd charge the owner a buck, and that extra nickel a foot on it, that just kind of more or less covered my fuel to take it to him and drop it
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, you do this, and then you got cabinet shops. You know, cabinet shops will call in and they want, you know, 1,000 feet of walnut, 1,000 feet of cherry, you know, 500 board feet of red oak, and they have a lot of the woodworking tools and the big toys themselves. But this kind of stuff, like what this guy's got, you know, these are the real machines. I mean mm-hmm. They're not the kind of machines you go to Lowe's and buy in the tool section. And you know, they're the big industrial machines. It's like you stick a board in them and they just eat the board and they don't even know that you're even standing there. And so, you know, in other words, a commercial setup like this could take an amount of lumber like that and just plane it on two sides. In the matter of an hour or two, you know, where if you took it to your little home shop, you know, you go get your little DeWalt planer that you buy at Lowe's for $400 or $500, you know, you'd be out there for 3 or 4 days,
right?
You know, planing on this stuff. So it's
wow.
it's amazing.
For you to purchase this from him, have you thought about just buying that piece of equipment, or is there multiple pieces of equipment that you would need?
There's multiple pieces of equipment that goes with the whole setup.
Okay.
And, you know, you've got a straight line ripper, you've got the planer, you've got the four-sided motor.
Okay.
You know, the motor comes with many, many different sets of knives because you're, you know, a motor can make tongue and groove flooring. It can make baseboard, crown mold, shoe strip, chair rail. You know, all that fancy trim that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can get a knife set, you know, to fit that motor to make about any type of trim that you want to make. You can even, you know, you might even have somebody come in that's bought a great big old white elephant house that's got some of the old fancy trim in it that they don't make anymore, and you can even have knives custom made to reduplicate that.
Wow.
And sounds
like some fancy machine equipment over there. So it sounds expensive. So how are you able to possibly purchase the entire, is the equipment going to come with the business for 40 to 50 grand? That just doesn't sound right.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good price. I mean,
it's a great price. It sounds like this equipment's super expensive. So for you to get a whole fleet of it and,
that's why I'm on the phone, talking to everybody and, trying to kind of figure something out. This is something that I've had plans of doing here, you know, for some time anyway.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've always, you know, said, you know, one of these days we'll be doing our own milling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we've just been outsourcing way too much of it. I mean, we'll have lumber on the back of a truck, you know, leaving out of here two or three times a week,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's going to be milled. And, you know, some of it's just being planed on two sides. Some of it will be planed on two sides and come back with one edge straight line ripped and run through the joiner. That's what they call S3S. To give you an idea, if you walk in Lowe's and you go back to the lumber section,
mm-hmm.
and you look at a 2x4,
Right.
That tube of four, if you look at the tag on it real close, you'll see the initials S4S. You also see the initials KD. The S4S means that it's been surfaced on all four sides.
Ah.
So at some point, that tube of four come off a sawmill. Probably down at Georgia Pacific. It rolled off a Georgia Pacific saw, and then it went into a kiln. That's the KD, kiln dried. It got dried, and then after it got dried, then it got run through the finish machine, which took it down to the exact measurements that they are. And it leaves that smooth finish edge on it.
I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I never knew the process of that, but that makes a lot of sense. That's
all you got to do is call Baghdad. We'll teach you something every time.
I like it. So you mentioned to me that you were talking on the phone. What have you gotten so far? Who are you trying to work with?
Direct Capital.
Okay. What do they say to you?
Yeah. They're pretty much offering it to me. And I just, I'm just checking out my options and terms. And,
They're offering to
give me what I need to buy the equipment. I told them, I said, there's a lot that goes into this besides just going down there and buying out what the guys got in the shop. I got to load it all up, bring it all back here. It's got to be set up. Most of it's three-phase. It's got a three-phase converter that's part of the package that's coming with it. Mm-hmm. Electrician's going to have to come in. All this has got to be, wired and hooked up. We've got three-phase equipment out here now. So, I know, you're looking at $10,000 to $20,000, to get that kind of stuff done.
Okay.
Basically set up.
So that $50,000 is just for the business, though, right? It's not going to include the setup. You're probably looking at around $15,000 to $20,000 to get everything set up right, transported. And am I right in
that's
saying
why,
that?
Yeah, I mean that's okay. Why when I first started talking to Nicole, I said, I'd like to have a. I said if I had my dream wish, I said I'd like to have a $100,000 line.
Right.
And, I don't know that I'll use $100,000, but I'd like to have a $100,000 line. And, that way if something pops up and, cash talks, you go in and you be able to negotiate. And, this guy's also got a kiln down there. Now the kiln, he's got priced separate. But, you walk in, say, I'll give you, this, and I can write you a check today. You know how it works.
Right, absolutely.
We get this set up, we could probably use another forklift.
Here's the thing. We like your business. We understand what you're doing, and we think it's great. We love to be able to see that you're expanding, and I think you're going to save a lot of money. So really, it's coming down to you getting the cash up front. I know you said Direct Capital is going to offer you the full 50. What type of term are they putting on that? Did they give that to you?
Actually, they're talking more like 75. That they're open to. They're looking at 6 years on 75. Set it up to where, the way they talked is, if I understood it right, I didn't really like this part of it. They want me to negotiate with him and get a final price on everything, and then they're going to pay him directly for that. And then they said the rest of it would be available for me to just kind of draw if I needed it. As I needed it. But I haven't, interest rate, I'm still waiting for them to get back to that. I didn't have my 2015 returns. It's like I didn't have them when I first talked to you all. So just got those in and sent those up there. So I'm actually going to talk to the guy this afternoon.
Okay.
But I'm not really... I'm not really going in there to talk to him about this. I'm just kind of stopping in and going to chit chat with him. You know, it's one of those situations. You know, you ever do business with somebody and you do business with them and you're kind of like in and out of their place all the time, and mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of like you know their place like the back of your hand, but you've never really paid that much attention to it because you wasn't going to buy it.
right. Now you're looking at all the details of everything, you know?
Right.
I understand.
So I'm going to be down in that area this afternoon, and I texted him last night, and I said, you know, if you're going to be around, I might stop in. But he's an older guy. He's had some health and back problems for a while. And I mean, he just, you know, he has a hard time, running this machinery. I mean, you know, you're handling lumber all day, pushing it through a machine. I mean, it's not a young man's sport.
Right. I understand.
That's why I have five guys working for me.
Well, you know, Ron, we want to do business with you. I would love to be able to see if I can make this happen. I'm going to try and get you. I need a little bit more time. I need maybe about 24 hours. I'm trying to get you more money. Mm-hmm. And I want to make something work for you. And I'm trying to get it to you where it's going to be, you can use the money however you want, right? Like, we just give you the cash and you can do whatever you want with it. So whether you get the business for $1,000 or the full amount that we give you, that's up to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can decide. Yeah. But also, I want you to keep in mind, we're not just a one trick pony here. We do equipment financing as well. So we would love to be able to help you out with getting, you know, some of this equipment financed for you. So anytime you want to bring on new pieces of equipment, a new mill, a new saw, you know, sawmill, we can help out with that. Are you looking?
That's kind of how we. Isn't that how we kind of got associated to start with? I mean, is it Pacific Leasing that you all?
We work with Pacific Leasing. We do.
Okay. I think that's how you all got my
info. Exactly.
Contact info. Yeah. Yeah.
That's correct.
You know, I've got a kiln. I've got a kiln and I've got an outdoor wood furnace. And I'm trying to remember right now which one's with which. One of them is with Pacific Leasing. The other one's with Advantage Leasing. But even those, you know, if you go and you look at the record, you know, if you go and you look at the lease contract on these, these leases were 4 or 5 years, and, you know, I've had them 2, and they're almost paid off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're almost done.
Yeah.
I checked on the wood. We've got a big outdoor wood furnace, and this outdoor wood furnace, I mean, it's huge. I mean, it heats all 3 kilns. It heats the shop. It heats my house. You know, I mean, it heats everything out. It dropped my electric bill from $1,500 to $1,800 a month down to 5 or 6.
Wow. That's awesome.
Of course, it was a $25,000 outdoor furnace, and you know, with lines buried in the ground and the whole bit. And you know, we've had it. It'll be 2 years in January, and it was $25,000. I think I've got it down to about $8,000. You know, is what I owe on it.
But you're saving like $1,000 a month, right?
Yeah,
that's worth it, man. I mean, it's gonna
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. How long does something like that last?
Well, hell, they'll last forever. I mean, it's all steel. I mean, you'll have your, you know,
maintenance,
blower motors and pumps and stuff like that that goes out on it.
Yeah,
and you know, stuff like that. But I mean, that's minor. You know, we keep spare parts and stuff on the shelf because, you know, with us running the 3 kilns, you know, the wood furnace goes 365 days a year nonstop.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we're the only people that you'll probably ever meet that split and cut wood and have a fire going in August. and, uh, You know, because it's, of course, it's shut off to the house and the shop, but it's got the three kilns going.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the kilns, you know, they get up to 120, 130 degrees, you know, drying the lumber.
That's interesting. Wow, that's okay. Well, I tell you what, Ron, let me go ahead and get back to my my underwriter here, and let me see about getting you. It's good to know that you were able to get. Did Direct Capital give you the actual approval, or is this like just a pre-approval where they're just kind of?
Well, they just told me. They've told me over the phone. They said, you know, we can. They're still trying to get to the full 100, and you know, they, you know, last time I talked with them, they said we feel pretty confident we could get you 75, and then, you know, like I say, they was kind of wanting to, you know, them, you know, me go down and get a price, and then them contact him and write him a check or do a wire transfer, and you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I told him, I said, you know, my ideal situation would be, you know, that I had an open line of credit and, you know, I can go down and look at him and sit there and go, I can write you a check right now.
Right.
You know,
right.
I can write you a check right now for $40,000.
Yeah, let's make this happen.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, cash talks.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been a businessman all my life. I mean, you know, it's how you do it. And,
okay.
You know, he's got a couple people interested in it, and, you know, and they're doing the same thing. They're out right now, you know, trying to round up money.
Okay. Well, give me, I tell you, I got a better idea now of what you're trying to do, and I appreciate your time here. Let me go back
sure.
to my underwriter. Let me make something happen for you, Ron, and I'll give you a call either by the end of today or first thing tomorrow morning.
That's fine. Like I say, that's my ultimate goal would be to, like I said, I have the line of credit to where I can go out here and barter
mm-hmm.
and haggle and get this stuff as I need it. And,
okay.
Or, you know, at even a better price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on it, Ron.
All right,
I will take all
right.
this info. It was nice talking with you, and, you know,
yeah.
actually, learning about, I learned some stuff. You're right. Call Baghdad Lumber here and learn something
call
every
Baghdad,
day.
Man, we'll teach. Have you been on the website?
I have. I have been.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you've probably seen the Baghdad Lumber girls too then.
I sure have. You know, that's it's kind of what caught my eye. I'm not going to lie.
Well, like I say, I've 31 years in the insurance business, sales and marketing, you know, it comes out no matter where you're at. So
absolutely.
<you know.
laughs> Smart man.
Yes.
And you know, you have a lot of men that look at your website, right? So,
oh, I mean, you would not believe. I mean, it's hard to tell how much money that those girls have brought us from sales. And the hell of it is they all do it for free. I mean, they just do it for fun. And see,
do you
my
know
wife,
them? I mean, what? How?
Yeah. See, here's how it played out. See, my wife was in the agency with me for 25 years. And so between my wife and myself, you know, we've got over 50 years of sales and marketing experience. And so, you know, we're sitting around one night about 4 or 5 years ago, and, you know, when I was out in the shop, and, you know, I've got, of course, you know, the typical girl mechanic pictures hanging up out there, you know, and I'm like, you know, and we always did calendars at the insurance agency. We still do them to this day, you know, calendars, almanacs, and all that crap. And I told her, I said, you know what would really be cool is to do a girl calendar with the sawmill. And she's sitting there, and she opens her laptop up, and she immediately starts going to work, you know. Of course, she loves photography.
Mm.
Well, she just hopped on Facebook, and she put on Facebook that, you know, Baghdad Lumber was looking to shoot a girl calendar. And we had to turn them away. I mean, they was just coming from everywhere. And then every year it's networked, you know, because you get one girl that knows another girl or two that's
right.
pretty, and they get down. And it's beneficial to everybody because most of these girls they're professional models.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they'll come out here and my wife will shoot, you know, 100 to 200. That's how I stay out of trouble. I let her do the whole thing. but my wife will shoot 100 or 200 photos and then we bring them in and we burn them to a disc and then the uh-huh. girls take that disc and they put it in their portfolio. So, you know, if they go for a shooting, a modeling gig somewhere, you know, they can go, oh, here's a shoot I did for Baghdad Lumber.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my brother opened a gun store here back in June, and it's out there on the internet too, Ron's Guns and LLC, and it's we're going to do a calendar with it too, because when the girls have been coming out, she's been taking pictures. Well, she's been getting a few pictures of them with guns too.
Well, I can see Ashley with the 50 cal, and she's that's a mighty nice picture right there.
Yep.
Yes, some lumber, it is. Yep. A nice 50 cal, yep. And a nice beautiful lady to be looking at right there.
And like she lives about 20 miles from here. You know, most of these girls live real close. One of the girls in the calendar actually works at the store right up here in Baghdad, a little country store. And, you know, so like I say, most of them are just local girls. You know, we buy the shirts, the tank tops or whatever, and give those to them.
You guys are smart, man. Really smart. I love it. I love the marketing, you know.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff you got to do, you know, to... I mean, you know, I get calls from lumber buyers all over the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's amazing sometimes how the calls will start out. You know, it's like, well, we were on your website, and first question we got is Ashley around. We'd just like to talk to her. You know, just, you know, stuff like that, you know. Let us talk to her. And we have had... we have had a couple events, you know, where we have like a pick a Saturday.
Okay.
We're usually open on Saturdays anyway, but we'll have like we'll call it a Baghdad Lumber Grill Day, and we'll set up a little awning up back here in the yard, and you know, set them up a couple tables, and let them, you know, serve some hamburgers and drinks, and they've got a tip jar set up, and you know, we'll advertise it and put it, you know, in the paper and Facebook and website and, you know, everywhere we can launch it. And we'll be bombarded with business that day.
That's awesome. It's way to, you know, you're learning, you know, as you do more business, what works, and you're just kind of enhancing it. And smart man.
You know, I've had these ideas for 30 some years, but there's just only so much you can do in the insurance world.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, it's a little bit more restricted and confined and reserved, so but anyway.
Well, see what room though with some hot women and guns though. It's just, you know,
you got
it's a great
right.
combo.
You got that right. Yeah. Well, this is my personal cell phone number. It's not the business line, so I've usually got this with me all the time. So if you don't get me, just leave me a message like you did. I was either probably on the phone or couldn't hear it.
You bet.
And I'll holler back at you, see what you can do.
Absolutely, Ron. Appreciate your time, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.